Holy moly, do I have a special, special treat for you today. Oh my gosh, I'm giddy because I actually just finished doing the show notes for this episode and it's going to blow your mind. Like, this is the most intensive note-taking that I've done for one of my own episodes. So I hope that you are as excited to learn about video today as I am for you to relive this conversation with us. So let's just get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay, I know I sound like a super freak and just way too excited about this, but I'm not even kidding you whenever I say the show notes for this episode are incredible. So you have to go check them out because there's just so many good nuggets of wisdom that Patricia and I are sharing in today's interview. And you're just going to say, oh my gosh, if you've been thinking about doing video, I promise you this is going to be the thing that pushes you off the ledge, because we go into how anyone can get started with video, how to overcome those fears that all of us have. Like, you're nobody special if you're afraid of video. I'm afraid of video, and I've been doing a YouTube channel for more than a year now, but I'm excited because Patricia Kalakani is an Emmy Award winner. Yes, you heard me right. We have an Emmy Award winner on this podcast, and the conversation that we had was just pure gold. Seriously, if you are thinking about doing video, you need to take notes and write all the things down, because I am still having ideas come to me even after we had this conversation. But let me tell you a little bit more about Patricia. So Patricia Kalakani has helped companies double and even triple their revenue with video. She has 15 plus years of experience traveling the world as a documentary filmmaker, creating story-driven promo videos to help companies make more money and producing a national television series. I'm telling you, she's kind of a freaking rock star, okay? She's known for her fun and simple teaching techniques. She's now helping entrepreneurs create lucrative videos for high impact, more money, and reminding clients that not having a CTA after a video is like meeting the man of your dreams and not giving him your phone number. Oh my gosh, that is just, it's such a great way of putting it. And we really dive into how you can use video for the obvious reasons, right? Like social media and YouTube, but we really dive into how a video can impact your business. So I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Here's my conversation with Patricia. All right, Profit Podcast listeners, I'm so excited to bring you a video expert today. What? Like, normally we talk about behind the scenes, like just being on audio only. Like right now, I actually have my hair up in a clip. It's still kind of wet from the shower. So I want to talk about getting out from behind the microphone and getting on video. So I'm so excited to have Patricia here today. So welcome to the show, Patricia.
Hey, it's so good to be here.
Yeah. So I just wanted to dive right into your backstory. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in video and your background. And what is this I hear about you have an Emmy? What? Let's talk all the things.
Yeah. So basically when I was younger, I wanted to be a TV news reporter. And after college, I, applied for jobs even the lowly jobs in the middle of nowhere. And I pretty much heard the same thing over and over again, which was, you look too young, your hair is too long, and your voice is too high pitched. So long story short, I ended up taking the first job offer I got, which was for actually a large nonprofit. I ultimately ended up starting a whole new department there that focused on increasing the revenue with video. And so that's kind of how it all, I mean, in a nutshell, how it all started. I then was sent on like these awesome travel assignments around the world as a documentary filmmaker. And then we ended up starting a TV show, which hence the Emmy Awards. It's now a nationally broadcast show called Life on the Line, and it's narrated by Lisa Ling. And it's, yeah, so that's in a nutshell, that's how it all started.
That's so awesome. So did you know from like when you were younger that like video was the thing for you? Did you always like to be behind the camera or just in front of the camera? Like what kind of drew you to being part of video?
So honestly, I think it was more of just the adventure of it all. Like, okay, I know it sounds completely cheesy. I actually wanted to be like Lois Lane. So like,
oh, I love it.
That appealed to me just because of the adventure. And she had Superman. I mean, the guy looks hot in glasses and tights. Like, I love how it. Does he do it? But no, I think just like being able to tell these stories that wouldn't otherwise be told and to shine light on really how people could just, you know, like make a difference in this world. And that's really why I wanted to do it. And then for video, I just realized, man, with the power of video, like you could actually like take someone in the story and have them feel like they're right there with the people who are on video, like how, like let them feel like they're right there in the same room and experience that. And so that's really what drew me to video, was just the power of it all.
That's so true. And I have to agree. I'm like a huge movie buff. Like I watch TV here and there, but like we love movies in our family. So the whole like cinematic experience, like I just became a huge like cinematography nerd where like I'm sitting watching a movie with my husband and he's just paying attention to the story. And I'm like, did you see the angle that they did that? And he's like, shh, like I'm trying to pay attention, like just be quiet. And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. Like I totally geek out on all that stuff. But I've never really like studied the behind the scenes of it. I've just been an admirer of all the things. So with that being said, I am always obsessed with technology and how it works. So you've been in the industry for a while. What has been the biggest thing that you have seen as far as videos for everyday people and then videos from like the standpoint of like a whole production, like professional level? How has that changed in the last few years?
Oh man, I love it. So like, okay, so I've been in this field for like the last 16 years, right? Before YouTube even existed.
Wow.
Before video is cool. Like it honestly was mainly like middle-aged men in like the video fields back then. And what I love though is that, you know, back in that day, like lights were super expensive. For example, like $2,000 for a decent light to make sure that your video looked good. And so now, obviously, we can buy like a light kit, two lights, soft boxes, and the stands for like $70 now, right? And that's what I primarily use. It's hilarious. I have more expensive lights, but that's what I primarily use for my YouTube videos because it's just really easy and it still looks great. And then the other thing too is now our cameras, right? Like we don't necessarily need all of those expensive lights or anything like that, but our cameras have the capability of just making the video look better too for a fraction of the cost. Like my first, it's so funny. Like my first video I ever made was literally with this $2,000 camcorder. And like our phones, the video quality is just so much better than that $2,000 camera, video camera. So I love it. It's now accessible to everyone. And that's like, it's just so great. Like now we see, you know, like online business owners and entrepreneurs and kids, right? Like make videos. And it's just given everyone access to video.
It's so crazy. Like, I mean, I just, it's so weird to like explain to, because I have three kids, and to like to explain to them, like, no, none of this existed. And they're like, yeah, you know, iPhones, iPads, like all these things, they've been around forever. And I'm like, no. Like, I tried to explain to them a Polaroid the other day, and they were like, what are you talking, like, that it just did not make sense to them.
So that's great.
It's just so funny, like, to hear like their perspective, because they, I'm thinking in my own head, like, no, like there's this history, and they're like, there was time before the internet. What are you even talking about? So I just feel so old talking to my kids about all this stuff. But you said that about lighting. So I have to ask, because I used to remember it would be so hot when you were under a light. Like, is that, has LED, like, has that really helped? Because I think about light, I don't have a light kit. I've actually thought about purchasing one. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit when we talk about like equipment recommendations. But like, how has that changed? Like, the actual just, is it not as heavy? Is it still like, what is the comparison there?
I mean, you can, and obviously you can still buy those, you know, those lights and all that stuff. But yeah, LEDs obviously are a lot cooler, fluorescent lights. So like in this light kit I was talking about, that I think it might be a little bit more expensive now, but just because everyone is on video. So unfortunately, every single ring light costs a little bit more money and all that stuff. But it uses like this huge fluorescent light. Like, it's, I would say maybe like 8 inches long. But it's not very hot. I mean, obviously it's going to be warmer than if you didn't have that light on.
Yeah, no, that's, it's so interesting. And I love how like to see just changes. Cause I mean, I just think about how things can change so rapidly in 6 months. Like, everything is just moving at such a fast pace. But this is the question that I want to ask, because this is something that's really changed recently, is people are asking me, because I teach podcasting, and I've had more people ask me, well, should I do video and podcasting together? Like, how difficult is that? Like, is that something I should aim to do? So I want to hear your take on that.
So I think podcasting is awesome. I think that when you can add the visual to it, it just adds to it, right? When they can actively see you smiling, when they can actively see you talking and laughing, like, it makes a huge difference. So obviously I'm a fan of adding video to podcasts. And I think that's the main thing, right? Like one of the great things about video is when you can let your personality shine. You can allow your viewer, your ideal client, to feel like they're right there with you and talking with you. Obviously, you know, it's a one-way street, but if it's like a pre-recorded video rather than a Facebook Live or something, but that's like just awesome. And then number two is like, when you have a quality video, it boosts your credibility too as a brand and as an expert. And so it just, it's just, yeah, I can go on and on, but it's awesome.
No, this is so good. This is actually one of the questions that I have, is what are some of the ways that we can incorporate video into our businesses? Because I know a lot of people just think, oh, social media, like just going live and doing this and doing that. And I'm like, oh, you're missing the mark if that's the only place that you're focusing on adding video. So what are some other suggestions for where people can do it? Do we need to infuse video on our sales pages or, you know, in different parts of our funnels? What do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. So there's, I think on your sales page, definitely. And there's a whole, in fact, I just taught a live training on like how to create a video sales letter that converts. And that would be the perfect place to put that, is on your sales page. And also testimonial videos as well would be awesome on your sales page. But also too, like, your homepage is a great place to greet your ideal clients. Like, they're there, and there are so many benefits to it. Not only will you boost your know, like, and trust factor, but when they click play and they're watching your video on your homepage, they're staying on your website longer, which then boosts SEO. So there are lots of different benefits to it. Another thing too that's great is how-to videos, right? So if you can give your viewers quick wins through a how-to video, whether you put that on YouTube, whether it's IGTV, like basically a pre-recorded video. It's then evergreen, right? You then optimize it with keywords and tags. Research shows, in fact, Multivision Digital found that the average lifespan of a video is 4 years, whereas an average lifespan of a Facebook post is 3 hours. So I love it. Like I'm still getting new leads from videos I made a year ago on my YouTube channel. I just launched my YouTube channel like last year. So
that's so awesome. Oh my gosh. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Like the, I'm surprised it's even 3 hours sometimes, like as far as like a post goes, because I'm just like, it's constantly coming. The news feed is constantly going and it's so true. And I'm actually like, a light bulb went off when you said put a video on your homepage. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do that today. Like that's so genius. And it's not something I had thought about before, but you're absolutely right. Cause I have landed on other web pages that have it. And I feel immediately like, oh, I know who this person is. And I know right away whether I want to stay and learn from them, or I'm like, oh, this probably isn't the person for me. So it's so genius. Okay. I'm so excited. Yeah. My wheels are turning. So
that's awesome. And then one thing too, at the end of your homepage video, always invite them to continue on with like your journey. So have a call to action, whether it's to get like download your freebie that you have, whether it's to get on a discovery call, whatever your call to action is, make sure and just invite them along to join you.
Oh, that's so smart. Oh my gosh. Okay. Everybody listening, you got to go do this. If you have websites, I want to see your welcome videos because I think that those are going to help convert people to listeners too. That could be your call to action. If you don't know what to do, say, go check out my podcast, go listen to it because that could help boost your podcast numbers as well. And all, this is good. We're onto some good stuff now. But I know that people are sitting here listening to us and they're wondering, okay, this all sounds fantastic. But video terrifies me. It's absolutely terrifying. I don't want to see my face on camera. I know these are some of the things that I dealt with before I started my YouTube channel. So what would you say to someone who's really struggling? They're like, I signed up for podcasting because I just want to be behind the microphone. I don't want to get on camera. So what would you say to them?
So, okay, one thing is it's always weird seeing yourself on video. Like, I would say 99.9% of the human population does not like seeing themselves on video at first. And I really think it's because we're so used to seeing ourselves in the mirror, right? And the mirror gives us our mirrored image. It's not what everyone else sees when they look at us. And so automatically we're like, whoa, why do I look so weird on video, right? When everyone else, and this is the important thing to remember, everyone else who sees you just thinks you look like great, like your fine, normal self. So, and really remember why you're doing video. It's not for yourself. It's for the people you're serving. So that's like number one is just remember that you are your own beautiful self on video. We're just not used to seeing ourselves look like that because we're used to looking in the mirror. And then number two is pretend that you're making this video for your best friends. Like, because it's so important to show off your personality, like what makes you unique. And when we're just pretending that we're making this video for our great friends that we go out to dinner with and we laugh and have a good time and you can just totally be yourself with, then that'll do wonders because people will fall in love with you, right? Like if we're just, and this is where it's different than the corporate life, right? In the corporate world, we're supposed to maintain professionalism and make sure that we don't show our personality because that's just not professional. But in the online business world, like we have permission to be ourselves because that's right. When people will want to do business with us. And so those are just a couple tips. I can go on and on. I also, you know, I have some videos on my YouTube channel that also give some more tips with this. But yeah, it's, that's perfect. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely link to your channel in the show notes because I want to make sure. I went and poked around in there and I saw some videos that I was like, ooh, I need to earmark these and go back and watch them as well. Well, okay. So those are some of the things, like some tips to help people. But what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see newbies making when they first get started?
Okay. So some of the biggest mistakes are they don't look at the actual lens. And so instead, they're either looking at themselves on the monitor or and that's usually where people look. I'll just leave it there. And if you have a regular camera like a DSLR, it's a little easier because you're not unless you have the monitor flipped up. Okay. So never mind, which you probably do. Okay. So anyways, that lens is your viewer's eyes. And just like in real life, we look at people straight in the eye when we talk to them. That's what you want to do in video because your goal is to make your viewer, your ideal client, feel like you're just talking straight to them. And that's going to bring them just that connection. It's going to make that so much stronger. So number one, look at the lens because that's your viewer's eyes. Number two is I would say lighting is also a big mistake. Lighting is what makes your video like just visually just makes it higher quality visually. And just like when people love a really nice picture on Instagram, right? Like a beautiful picture on Instagram or like a beautiful picture that you put up on your wall, right? Like people are drawn to that and we want to make sure that our videos look great. And that's going to also boost our credibility. And then three is audio. A lot of times people won't use an external microphone. And I think it's fine when you're doing like a behind the scenes type of a thing or an Insta story that's spontaneous. But if you're doing like, for example, your homepage video, your like how-to videos, whether it's for IGTV or YouTube, whatever, even a Facebook Live, I think it's so important to just simply plug in like a $20 external microphone, pin it on your shirt, and you're going to sound golden. So those are just some of the most common mistakes that are super easy to fix.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And especially with lighting, I actually realized on one of my YouTube videos recently that my lighting was off. I have one of the smaller ring lights that has several settings. And there's one, and I like changed it and didn't think to change it back. But it's almost like a lighting that is like it's like that cool kind of glow lighting, but it made me look dirty. Like I looked like, it's just like everything's kind of dark. Like that's what I think of when you're scrolling through and you see something, you're like, is she in a cave? Like, is this a hostage video? Like that's kind of what it looks like if your lighting is off. So I couldn't agree with you more. So do you have any suggestions? I know we talked about a lighting kit. Is there a certain camera that you suggest people use? I mean, I know I use my phone for so much of what I do. Is that a great option? Should I look into getting a DSLR? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think when you're starting out, start with your phone. Like that's the best place. Like I don't like, you know, so many times we're not ready to invest in all this new equipment and then we have to learn how to use it all too. So I say just start with your phone. The quality of phone videos now is great. So that's like, perfect. And then as far as lighting too, if you don't have any lights, you can just sit in front of your window in indirect sunlight, and that makes a huge difference too. So just test it out. It depends on like your phone settings and all of that. But usually if you're like 3 feet away from your window, as long as you're not in direct sunlight, make sure you're so basically like in the shady part, right, of sunlight, you're going to look so much better than if you were 6 feet away from your window. So that's like a quick little, you know, hack too, if you don't have lights.
Okay. No, that's so good. And I agree. I've seen so much equipment is really hard to come by if it's not like price gouged on Amazon right now because of everybody being at home and everyone deciding to start new hobbies and do all kinds of other things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I've used natural lighting several times for my YouTube videos and for Facebook Lives and Instagram. So it definitely works. That's such a great solution. The other question I wanted to ask you about is I have had several people ask me about background. And I'm like, oh, no, no, you don't want to come into my house. Like design and all that kind of stuff, like interior design is not my strong suit. So for me, I'm just lucky I have this bookshelf in the background. And I basically just try to make sure that there's not like kid junk all over it or something. And I'm like, this is fine for me. But if someone were starting and they're like, I don't have a good setup at home, what would you suggest that they work with?
Yeah, I know. That's such a great question. So really, you don't need an Instagrammable house, right, to do video. I mean, obviously, that would be great. But I don't either. I don't have some Pinterest-worthy home. I'm like you. So the easiest thing to do is to pick like a corner in your house that you can declutter and put in like maybe like a couple like props that visually tell your story of who you are. So like sometimes I'll put in like one of my extra cameras in the background or like, you know, an Emmy award, you know, that type of a thing along with, you know, some simple like decor. But the key is to keep it simple, to visually tell your story too of what you do and who you are. And that's pretty much what you need. That's all you need is just clean background, like a clean corner in your house, simplify it, tell your story visually.
That's awesome. So I'm going to say this because I know everyone's listening and they're like, oh yeah, my Emmy award that I just have, because I love that you have an Emmy. This is so cool. And you can say, well, you know, just like an Emmy award, like everyone has one. This is so awesome. I love that you have won an Emmy. That's just so fun. Like, do you ever get tired of saying, oh, you know, I just have my Emmy award. I won it.
No, it was definitely an awesome accomplishment. So
super cool. No, it's so cool. You wear that proudly. It's just like whenever I become a New York Times bestselling author, that's how I'm going to introduce myself. I'm like, I'm a New York Times bestselling author, Crystal Prophet. No, all the things. Okay. So I want to ask you another question about repurposing audio and video and editing, because whenever I say repurposing, because I've tried to previously do video and podcast at the same time, and I found myself very distracted because I am a huge believer in what you just said about looking in the lens, and I'm in different kind of mind frames whenever I podcast. I'm staring at my notes. Sometimes I look around because I'm thinking or something, but I do a lot of hand gestures whenever I'm podcasting because I pretend like this is my platform. This is my stage. But that is a different mindset than I have whenever I'm recording for video. So I couldn't find something that worked well for me. So I do them separately. But what is your recommendation for repurposing?
Yeah, well, that's what I love. So like, repurposing, like I have a whole module about this too in my online course, but the joy of that is you make something once, right? And then like you have so many different outlets that you can then share it on. And so, yeah, like there's, you know, YouTube, there's obviously IGTV, there's Facebook, all of these different outlets, your website, your blog. But then in addition to that, you then have like the content itself for emails or to do a Facebook Live on about, and that's same with podcasts, right? Like you have content now for like emails and for Facebook Live video, like all of that stuff as well, or to make like a pre-recorded video. And so it's all about really like not, obviously it's like the 80-20 rule. So like that 20 rule would be creating new content, and the 80% would be just sharing it and repurposing it and, you know, doing all of that. And so Yeah. Does that answer your question or did you?
Yeah, it does. It totally does. Because I'm just curious to see, as someone who is primarily, you know, behind camera, is that something that you think about whenever you sit down to create your video strategy? Like, how can I use this instead of it just being like a one-hit wonder and like it's gone? Mm-hmm. Like, is that something that you think about?
For sure. And especially when it comes to B-roll. So like B-roll is supplemental video footage that I love to add in my videos. So for example, if I am talking about video marketing and like for one of my YouTube videos, I went to one of my favorite coffee shops and recorded the video there. So not only do I now have B-roll of me sipping coffee, writing down notes at a coffee shop, but I can now take those same images and video clips, use them for different videos, which I've done. I can now grab a still, turn it into a photo for Instagram. And so like that's the, I love it. And that's one of the key things too when we make videos is to literally like pose in different ways, kind of like you would for a regular camera with different facial expressions and all of that stuff. And then you also have like images, like photos that you can use for your other social media outlets that you could use for thumbnails, for your video clips. So repurposing goes more than just content. It's also the imagery and reusing that for other videos and your other content as well.
Oh, it's so smart because I'm just sitting here thinking of, oh, you're absolutely right. And that's something that I'm more interested in, like recording B-roll and doing lots of things like that, because I hadn't thought about taking the same like still images of like a great shot and using that like in multiple different ways. You're giving me so many ideas. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to everything we talked about and like just take tons of notes. So everybody listening, you have to go check out the show notes because I'm gonna have lots of great things and tips and strategies and all the things we shared today. I'm absolutely gonna share them in the show notes. But the last question I really want to hit on today that I know people listening, because this is something they struggle with podcasting, is editing. They are terrified to either learn editing or it takes them hours and hours to edit like a 5-minute video. And they're just like, am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it right? Should I just hire this out? But then they're like, wait, it's too expensive to hire a videographer. So what is your take on editing? And do you have any suggestions for people that are just getting started?
Yeah. Okay. So number one, editing will always take longer than you want it to. But the key thing to remember is that's where the magic happens. So I'll give you some tips on how to, like, ways to edit faster and in a more simple method. So the first thing you want to start editing is the audio. So like if you're talking on camera, the only thing you first want to put together and edit is you talking. Don't think about the visuals at all. Just put together like almost like the podcast, right? Okay. Like the audio content. And then from there, you also like, I like to add music too to my videos because that just helps the viewer feel like emotionally engaged. So I always ask my question, okay, what feeling do I want my viewer to feel when they watch this video? And then I choose from there. And that's a nice thing too, talking about royalty-free music, is you could literally search like happy, uplifting, sad, whatever feeling there is that you can think of, and it'll like put in the search all those songs that are tagged that way, which is pretty cool. Audio Jungle, by the way, is my favorite royalty-free music platform for one-off songs. Okay, and then third, then you want to go in and think about the visuals. So that's when you want to add in B-roll and you want to cover up the jump cuts. So jump cuts are like the cuts you have in between you talking, right? So like you don't want to end where your face is on the left side of the screen, but then all of a sudden your face is now on the right side of the screen because you have a different clip, right? So you want to cover that up with like B-roll or graphics. And so, yeah. And so first, think about the audio, than the visuals, and that just simplifies it all. Also, too, as far as editing programs, there are ones that just make it more simple and easy to learn. And so, like, if you have an iPhone, honestly, I just like iMovie. Like, it's free. You don't have to pay a monthly fee to get access to it. It's super easy. You can even add graphics, B-roll, music, all of that stuff. If you have an Android, KineMaster is great as well. It's not free. It is affordable, though. If you have a PC computer, Filmora is awesome. Like, super simple to use, yet powerful. And for a Mac, iMovie when you're starting out. Again. So
those are awesome. Y'all, we just got like a full-blown video training. Like, I hope that y'all better be taking notes too, because I'm going to go back and listen to all this because this is great. I've previously worked in Camtasia, and I don't know that I got so frustrated with the back and forth of I would record on my phone and then I would upload it to Camtasia and then it would take forever to render it and get it on YouTube. But now I'm so glad that you said that. I record on my phone and I edit an iMovie on my phone. I upload it on my phone and then I do all the other behind the scenes stuff whenever it's on the computer. But at that point, you know, it's like all the hard, you know, stuff has been done as far as the editing goes. And then it's just all the other logistical things that need to happen. But I just love that you said that because that is where everybody is starting right now. Like, just keeping it simple, that doesn't sound intimidating. That sounds very doable. So I want to let everybody know that's listening, you no longer have excuses. We just stripped them all away from you. We want to see y'all starting video. But Patricia, I so appreciate everything that you've shared today. Are you up for some rapid fire questions?
Sure.
You're like, I don't know. It depends on what they are. I promise. They are very harmless. So the first one that I have is, what advice would you give to someone who is a brand new podcaster? Someone, or maybe even someone who is thinking about trying video for the first time, what advice would you give to them?
So the advice I would give is to start, take baby steps. So for example, if you were scared to make a public video, right, with you on that video, just start with an Insta story. Record like a 15 second or less video of you talking, and then just upload it. And you could do 20 takes of it if you want. Like, it doesn't matter. Just upload the best take. Or if you really just don't want to start showing yourself on video, you're just not ready to show your face yet, then just record like a video of maybe your product or maybe like your office setting or your kids, like whatever, and then just post that. One of my favorite videos to make is a website banner video. And you literally, I mean, it depends on your type of business, but you know, a lot of people don't even have to be in this video. You just show maybe your place of business. Like, I made one for one of my clients who's a dentist, and we showed, you know, like what the office, the waiting room looked like and what the dental office looked like, and just got what I call beauty shots of that. So that would be my tip.
No, that's awesome. That's so, yeah, baby steps. We're all about the baby steps. Yes, this is so awesome. So my next question is, what would be the dream podcast that you would love to be on?
Oh, man. Probably The Story Brand by Donna Miller.
Oh, yes, that's awesome. I love that one. That's so good. Have you listened to them for a long time?
Yeah, I have. It's been like a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, it's funny because I've listened to him, and now I think back to, I feel like one of the old school listeners, because now it's like Dr. JJ Peterson.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I remember when he was still in school. So I feel like we're the OGs listening to the podcast. It's funny. Okay, so my last question is, do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
I definitely have perfectionist tendencies, but I've learned to let go, which is still a challenge at times, but yeah. So I would say yes, but I've learned to let go.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't like hinder me.
I love it. Yeah. So you fall into the category that I am, and that is a recovering perfectionist. That's what I like to call myself, is I know where I'm like, okay, I need to just like stop doing my old habits, my old ways, and just let it go. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Patricia. And I know that you had a special training that you wanted to share with our listeners today. So tell us all about that.
Yeah, so it's basically a free training video and guide, and it walks you through the steps on how to film yourself professionally on a phone. So you can just go to lucrativevideos.com/training.
Awesome. And we're going to have a link to that in the show notes. And Patricia, one last thing, where can everybody find you? I'm going to link to your YouTube channel and the free training that you have, but is there a specific platform that you like to hang out on?
I would say YouTube and Instagram, and that's okay, just awesome. My first and last name. Yeah.
Okay. Patricia Kilikani. Awesome. Perfect. We're going to link to all this in the show notes, but thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. It was a joy.
Is your mind completely blown right now? Like, I'm so serious. I don't think I've ever taken that many notes from a podcast. Like, I feel like we kind of touched on Patricia's story, but then we just went after it. Like, we just dove right into the good stuff, and it sounded like she had just as much fun as I did. Like, it was one of those things, like, y'all remember my recent episode with Ben Kruger? Like, he's another podcast educator. That's kind of how I felt like whenever I was talking to Patricia. I felt like we were just totally geeking out on video. I felt like a kid in a candy store. Like, tell me more. I want more. Like, I want all of your information, because it was so, so good. So make sure you go check out the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode166. You're going to find Patricia's YouTube video. You're going to find her free training there. And y'all go follow her on Instagram, because she is posting some really helpful tips and strategies that you can start implementing today. I want to start seeing you putting yourself out there. I know it's scary, and I know it's awkward, and I know it takes a while to get it down, but I'm telling you, adding video as a component for my business has just helped me grow so much faster. Not only do people feel like they know me because they recognize my voice from the podcast, but I think people seeing me on live video and doing YouTube videos, it just really establishes that know, like, and trust factor, like Patricia was talking about. It just helps accelerate that, where my clients and my customers and my students and members of my podcast community, they trust me a lot more, and they trust me a lot faster because they feel like they know me. So I don't want you to underestimate the power that video can have on your business and even for your podcast. But that does it for today. So like I said, make sure you go check out the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode166. And if this is your first time listening, I would love it if you would subscribe and listen to some of the other fun things that we have coming up. If you enjoyed this podcast here today, then oh my gosh, you're just in for a treat, because I'm trying to collaborate with industry professionals that offer amazing information like Patricia did today. And I'm so grateful for her expertise and the just amazing strategies she shared. You guys, like, I'm totally geeking out. Like, I can't wait, because I'm going to go start implementing a lot of these things immediately. But make sure you subscribe to the show. Please leave us a rating and a review. That's actually how we get this podcast out in front of more people. There's some crazy behind the scene things that go on with the algorithms, and ratings and reviews tend to make them very happy. So I would appreciate it if you would leave us a rating and review for the Profit Podcast. But that's all I have for you today. So remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.